through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morning, Tim. How are you?
Kia ora. Hey, does Gail have to spend it on Devo?
No, that's just what she wants to spend it on. She can spend it on whatever. If she gets in there and she sees something, you know, that she would rather have, she can do what she likes with that voucher.
I just think there's something pretty fantastic about such a specific radio giveaway.
Yeah,
you know, we'll give you a voucher, however there are conditions. You must buy Devo Records only, on Saturday only.
That also feels like something Devo would kind of love as a gag as well.
Yeah.
So it's all kind of part of the same world there.
Lean into it.
Hey, Tim, what's happening in the big bad world of the media? And also in your life. How's your life going?
How's life,
Nobody
Tim?
Cares, Rachel, except you guys. Life's good. Life's good. Thank you for asking.
Nice. Pleasantries over. Well, what's going on?
Speaking of things being within a world, I've got a theme this week, and I don't usually theme these things, but it's we've got a little bit of serendipity that my three items sort of relate to each other, and the topic is... apps are hard.
Okay. Apps are hard. It's true. They are. But why are they?
Well, it's tricky because there's a lot of big players and it's hard to get critical mass. And sometimes the idea that you thought was really good turns out it wasn't a good idea at all. And people don't care about the idea you had. For example, Trump thought it would be a fantastic idea after he got kicked off Twitter to create his own social media platform, which he did. It launched about 2 months ago. It's called Truth Social, and it's basically a Twitter clone with worse technology, except tweets are called truths, which is pretty funny.
Sorry, is this directly from 1984? Very bizarre vibes from that.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. They just, you know, there's no self-respect, there's no self-reflection. It's just like, we'll just go and do this. So it's been like a cataclysmic failure of a launch, which you sort of might expect. A lot of people did sign up to try and be a part of it. There's at least 1.3 million people who joined up to basically be greeted with a waiting list who were desperately trying to get on this thing. As far as I can tell, Trump himself has only posted once on the actual network. It's been sort of littered with technical issues. Yesterday it went down for 6 hours, which is very bad when you're a social platform. You know, you're supposed to have maximum uptime. The CEO is a guy called Devin Nunes, who people might recognize. He was a congressman for many years representing the state of California. And he said that they wanted it to be fully operational by the end of March, which still hasn't quite happened. I think everyone's just doing victory laps about how badly it's gone. It's kind of interesting because it's one of those things that kicked off with such a hiss and a roar. It briefly was the most downloaded free app on Apple.
Wow.
On the iTunes store. And then it sort of cratered after that, and now it seems like it's not really working. So I'm sure they will try and
salvage it. Couldn't have happened to a nicer person, could it?
Exactly. So, well, let's go on to the second bit of news here. So it's not just, you know, far right-wing politicians who think that they've got a brilliant idea that the market's going to love and can't pull it off. CNN has experienced a somewhat similar thing with the launch of CNN Plus, which kicked off, I think, about 2 weeks ago, and fewer than 10,000 people were paying for CNN Plus on a daily basis 2 weeks after its launch. So this is Jeff Zucker, who has exited CNN. This was sort of his brainchild. He was the CEO for many, many years. And he sort of bet the house on this. There's been millions of dollars poured into it. It never was very clear about what the value proposition was, but I think CNN has made some attempt to shift their business model, and they've gone, paying subscribers is what we need. And so they've built this platform, but the offerings on there were like really bad. It was like Anderson Cooper giving parenting advice and someone else doing a cooking show, and it just wasn't really clear like what you were getting. It also didn't launch on Roku, which in the States, that makes up 30% of the smart TV market. They're on there now, but only recently. So the numbers might go up a bit, but like it's kind of hard to overstate how poor their numbers are and how badly they did with this. A lot of people are going to be losing their jobs over this at CNN, unfortunately. They were expecting, get this. So what are they called? McKinsey, I think. They're like the global consultancy firm that they got to sort of build the business case for this new app that would offer premium content for paying subscribers. They said that CNN could expect 2 million paying subscribers within the first year. And that they could expect about 18 million within 4 years. So just for reference, the New York Times, it would be sort of safe to say they're the absolute front runner in terms of paid subscriptions and news. They've got 10 million subscribers now, and they are obviously like the paper of record for America. They've been pursuing this premium subscriber style of business model for many, many years now, and they're the ones who have sort of cracked it the best out of everyone. They've got 10 million now. CNN thought they'd get 2 million within a year, and they've wound up with 10,000. So it's like, kind of couldn't have gone worse.
No, that's like worse than inviting a bunch of people to your birthday party and no one comes. It's like, well, maybe it's on par with that in the...
Well, it is. If it would, okay, so in this analogy, it's like if you spent an ungodly amount of money on that birthday party.
You hired a boat.
You rented a boat. You've got a yacht and six people showed up.
And really expensive DJ and fancy catering and then, your mum's
there. It's a bad time. But it just kind of goes to show that there's, I think, a lot of, let's call them legacy media companies in America at the moment, who just are having such a hard time grappling with how people are interfacing with the internet now, interfacing with news, value proposition of certain things. It's sort of like there's a real double-edged sword to it. There's all the new media people see this as a great victory and that it's fantastic and that it's a sign that people are kind of wanting their news from like more trustworthy independent sources rather than these news outlets that have been seen as being increasingly political and biased as the years have gone by. But it is I don't know, taking the wider picture, it's probably not wholly a good thing to see these news institutions sort of crumble.
Not great. Anything else in the world of apps are hard?
Yes, there's one last one here as the sort of punchline for this three-piece, which is, you might have seen this in the news because this was a pretty big story yesterday. Netflix has lost subscribers for the first time in 10 years and it has really decimated their share price. I say decimated. I know that there's going to be some people listening who know the actual definition of that word, which means make one-tenth of. Not literally. It went down like over 20% in a day's trading. That's huge.
That is massive. Wow.
Huge. So I'm sure it'll recover a little bit from that today when markets open, but like it's, no bueno. So they reported that 200,000 people... 200,000 people left the streaming service in the first 3 months of 2022. There's a lot of reasons for that. Part of it is that there's quite intense competition in this field. I think Netflix got out there so early and so strongly that they did have a bit of a monopoly for a while.
Yeah.
But now you've got everything from Peacock, which is NBC's service that is free and ad-supported that people can watch content on, to Disney Plus, which is an absolute behemoth that owns so many intellectual properties. So everyone's kind of building their own platforms now. Interestingly, I've read a lot of articles about how this is going to and has already led back to another age of piracy because people are just so frustrated with having to pay for everything, look for which platform content's at, that they're just going to return to torrenting. And there's already good evidence to show that that's happening now.
That is interesting. LimeWire will return.
Exactly. So Netflix have announced that their response to this, they are seriously investigating having ad-supported cheaper plans, and also they're going to be cracking down on password sharing because they see this as a real problem now that they've kind of saturated the market.
Boo.
There's all these people who are sharing users. Well, the thing is, I could be wrong.
Seize the means of power? Netflix power? I don't know.
I seem to remember a time when Netflix was kind of like encouraging people to share passwords.
Yeah, they're like, just welcome your friends along. It's great, everyone can have a go.
Exactly. I mean, I've still got flatmates from like two flats ago that are using our our login. And I think it'll be a very easy thing for them to implement. I think they're just giving everyone a heads up, because all you really need to go is, hey, there's two wildly different IP addresses from different locations that are accessing the same account. Let's flick a switch to stop that from being able to happen now. So just a heads up, that's probably coming down the pipe for Netflix users.
Boo words.
But apps are hard.
Apps are hard. Thank you for rounding up the hardness of apps this morning for us, Tim. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You too. Take care, Rachel. Bye, Zoe.
Bye. Bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you.